This episode contains explicit language and other material that some listeners may find offensive. Hello, and welcome to Almost Famous, the podcast brought to you by two glorious bastards who drink tea and have way too much to talk about. Here are your hosts, Connor Keeley and Brandon Scully. Enjoy.
Well, how are we supposed to follow that?
I mean, are we even expected to?
Jesus, that wouldn't make you half self-conscious about your own voice, would it?
I mean, I don't think in comparison to his, it's just a letdown.
But it's very impressive, I must say. So, big fan of that.
We are a big fan of that.
It's getting very serious now.
I mean, we don't dig about with this podcast. Exactly. We've got a brand new logo.
We do. It's getting serious.
Oh, stop.
Very professional.
My days. What's mad is how realistic that image is.
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it? I'm a big fan of it.
Like, my days. You can show that to anybody in our year for the most part. And be like, oh yeah, that's Brandon Connor. It's scary. It's like looking at an image, like a picture of yourself.
But it's not, because it is a picture of ourselves, Scott.
It is a picture of ourselves, but it's a cartoon. A very accurate cartoon.
Very, very realistic cartoon.
I mean, me with a cup of tea and you with a Guinness. I mean,
it's a nice little touch. I'm a big fan of that.
Oh, stop. As am I. But sure, listen, aside from the revamp and the update to the podcast itself, had pretty decent feedback.
I think so. And welcome back to everyone who's listening, by the way.
Welcome back. This is week two.
Week two, episode two.
We've made it to week two.
We have.
And it can only go onwards and upwards from here.
That's it. When you're at the bottom, the only way up is the only way is up.
No. We're never starting at the bottom. We started at level 10 and we're just working our way up.
But episode two, I just want to say a quick thank you to everyone that listened last week and tuned in. It means a lot.
It was a very good response.
It was. Yeah, I didn't expect it, to be completely honest.
The analytics from the first episode is very surprising.
You were saying, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's a bit mad. It's a bit surreal for our first episode to get the level of attention it's getting. It's kind of mad, but I'm very, very happy with how it's gone. Saying that, we did get one little negative bit of feedback.
Who was that from?
So it was from, I'm not going to reveal full names.
A concerned listener.
We spoke a bit about data last week.
Oh, we did, yeah.
Yeah. And as we discussed it, we mentioned it was a Pakistani slash Indian joint.
We said that because it is.
That is, it's self-proclaimed. Yeah. A Pakistani Indian joint.
The Punjabi area, to be exact, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, exactly. But this person, we call him Mr. Prey, so we will, was saying that we should be cancelled and that we would be being put in a bad way if we said that over there.
It's going to take a lot more than that to cancel us, I'm afraid. A lot more than that.
But aside from that, the feedback was very, very positive.
Yeah, it was good to see. It was good to see.
I'm very happy. But we're still on Applewood.
We're still on Applewood, Con.
We've been here 2.5 weeks.
It feels like just a couple of days.
It's crazy.
2.5 weeks already.
It doesn't feel right.
And we have another 2.5 to go.
We do. We have another 2.5. We have another 2 episodes to be brought to you from Applewood.
From the head office.
Ah, you know what? I'll be crying leaving. I'll be devastated leaving. Because it's just, for anybody that's been up, and we've had a few guests up throughout the period of time we've been here, they just say it's a very comfortable place to, hang out, to chill with. And
it's just very laid back and relaxing here.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a sort of place you could start a podcast in.
I mean, it is very funny because that is exactly what we ended up doing in the end. But there'll be one thing I won't miss.
And what's that?
So my auntie has plenty of plants in the house now.
I can see that, Con.
And myself nor yourself, we're not gardeners.
We're not.
And when it comes to plants and anything, I wouldn't have the slightest clue.
It's like living in a fucking rainforest at the moment. They're everywhere. Everywhere.
Now, I have put in a good shift to try to keep them.
Yeah, fair play to you. I haven't really been around because I've been working.
You've been working. But
you've been keeping them alive.
I've tried my best.
Which is our only ticket back here. We have to keep them alive.
We have to keep them alive. And I've tried my best. I've been watering all of them, been checking out them. And even when a leaf goes bad, I'm like, oh, fuck, that's it. That's game over. it's petrifying. It's absolutely petrifying. The nerves are keeping these things alive. But you know what? They're looking good.
Like the ones in the conservatory, they're getting cooked at the moment.
It is, as I said, this time last week, they got the heat killed them. the Tuesday, it did a lot of damage, but we were able to revitalize them.
We were too busy in here doing the first episode, and the plants were out there gasping for air, calling out for us.
But we have made sure they've come back to life, thankfully. They have came back to life perfectly. And the windows are all open outside. They've been watered. Everything should be in line for them to be okay. I say should.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Because as I said, that is our only way back to this place. So just keep the plants alive.
We're trying our best. We are trying our best.
That's it, yeah. But two more weeks. So hopefully if we can just don't let them die in 2 weeks, we'll be all right.
Yeah, if we can keep them looking somewhat respectable, we'll be fine.
I don't care if they die after we leave. Just as long as they don't die while we're here. That's all.
I'll stop. But sure, anything else going on, Brendan?
Yeah, I was just thinking about feedback there.
Okay.
Which was, again, very impressive, and thank you for everyone who's listening. But even my owl lad has found his way into it.
Oh, yeah.
And he wanted me to say that we've got the face for radio.
I mean, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
At all.
A nice little touch. And speaking of my dad, it was Father's Day on the weekend.
It was Father's Day.
Sunday just gone, yeah, Father's Day.
Oh, you know, so, big day.
A big happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. But there's one dad out there in particular we'd like to give a good shout out to.
Is there? And who's that?
Stephen Hunt. Happy Father's Day to you, good sir.
We hope you have a brilliant day.
I hope you were well looked after. The man has planted more flags on foreign soil than the British Empire. So good for him. Happy Father's Day to you, Steve.
Fair play, Steve. Good on, Steve. Moving on from Father's Day, pretty much. Food.
Food, Con. Most important thing in our lives.
One of the most serious topics and, you know, reoccurring topics for this podcast. Food.
Food. We're going to try a new restaurant every week just to either slag it or praise it on next week's episode. And last week, we tried a new Indian.
We did. We tried the curry leaf.
The curry leaf and Bray. Yeah.
Now, as we said, we're big Indian fans.
Big, big Indian fans.
Right. And
even bigger Indian-Pakistani mix.
Indeed. But we tried the curry leaf.
We did.
And it was a bit of a letdown.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're going to rate them all out of 10 every time we try a new place. But a letdown, I think that's a bit strong of a word, but it wasn't great either, you know?
I would not say it's a bit strong of a word. Yeah. We both sat outside there. Brandon, I gave it a 5 and you said a 5.5.
Yeah, well, yeah, 5.5 is being generous. A 5, I think we'll both agree on 5. 5 yeah. out of 10 for that place. But at the same time, it did the job. You know?
It did the job.
I'd had a few points and I was looking for something to eat.
Yeah, I mean, you literally we ordered the food. You went off for 2 drinks.
Came back 4 or 5 points later.
Yeah.
It was maybe a little bit cold.
Yours That's was a bit cold. Fault. I said I stayed here and ate the food while it was hot, but it was nothing to brag about, I'm afraid. It doesn't top anything that we tried previously.
What did you get?
As usual, I always go for a chicken tikka masala with a plain naan.
Very nice.
A few papadoms came with it as well, which is very... We actually got double papadoms.
We did, yeah. To be fair, we were very well looked after.
We were looked after.
They must have heard the podcast last week and thought, shit, we have to impress these guys.
These lads are not dicking about when it comes to food. Speaking of the podcast last week, when it finished, I was able to grab a 14-inch pizza, 14-inch pepperoni pizza, right? From 4-star. Usually, Brandon, you know pizzas around here. Expensive.
Very, very expensive.
And a 14-inch pizza usually costs you, I don't know, 13, 14 quid.
If you're being lucky, yeah.
If you're being lucky. I got a 14-inch pizza, pepperoni pizza, for €5.95 in 4-star.
You can't complain with that.
I cannot complain. And you know what? It was banging. And I will look forward to getting one after this podcast.
I saw you. You sat there and devoured it. Devoured it.
Oh yeah, a 14-inch pizza just myself. Like, granted,
you were nice enough to offer Shane a slice.
He got two or three slices, but he didn't really fancy anymore. He had already eaten at the time. But this week he said that he's going to get one himself, which I won't put a pass on.
It's a Tuesday special, isn't it?
It's a Tuesday special.
And just repeat what it is again.
It's a 14-inch pizza with one topping, right? For $5.95.
Is that like a student deal or something?
No, it's just a Tuesday deal.
That's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
A large 14-inch pizza. Well, albeit one topping, but that's all you need.
Listen,
sometimes.
Pepperoni's banging. That's everyone it. Loves pepperoni. For the most part, everyone loves pepperoni.
£6.
Six. I'm not complaining.
You can't complain.
No.
But yeah, just going back to the curry leaf real quickly. You got a tiki masala. And to be fair, they did give you just a plain naan, which was good.
They did actually give me a plain naan.
No garlic naan, which happens.
Too often.
But I myself got a chicken madras with a pillar rice Yeah, but
we got two polarizers as well.
We got two polarizers. So yeah, they're trying to look after us, but again, just 5 out of 10.
It filled a gap, we could say.
That's what it did. That's what it's supposed to do. But it wasn't great, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah, you've had worse.
I've had worse, and I'll tell you where I've had worse.
Okay.
The Royal Park.
Yeah, you know what, right? We're not gonna mention names of who gave us this little nod, a little note.
Another concerned listener.
But you know, Jade Royal is the Chinese last week that we spoke very highly of, and throughout this week as well. Since then, myself and Brennan both got a Jade Royal, separate intervals. Mine was absolutely banging, really good, and so was my friend's. He really enjoyed it at the time. Brennan, you also got a Jade Royal at some point this week?
I did, and again, did the job.
Was it nice?
Enjoy it? It was. It was indeed. My typical sweet and sour pork, young chow for rice and chips, can't go wrong.
No, you can't go wrong. But this concerned listener said that how dare we top.
He said he wouldn't give Jade Royal to his dog. Now, he shouldn't give a dog Chinese anyway.
Realistically, no.
But he said that Royal Park, and this is his words, was the goat of Greystones.
Maybe 15 years ago.
Definitely 15 years ago.
Definitely. I mean, if you go into the restaurant itself, on the mid staircase, you can see restaurant at Greystones 2004, 5, 6. I think there might be 4 of them there, 5 of them there.
No, we used to be big, big fans of Royal Park.
We would have been, yeah.
Always used to. It's still my parents' go-to.
Yeah.
But they complain about it every week after they get it as well.
Yeah, it's not. Granted, the staff there are lovely. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
They're very, very brilliant staff. But the food, it's just not what it was.
They've changed owners a bit too much.
They have changed owners quite frequently. Yeah, listen, I mean, if you're looking for a spice bag when you're absolutely shit-faced, it'll do the job.
that's what it's called. That's why one restaurant of the year every year.
Well, back in the day, I don't think a spice bag was around, to be honest. That's a bit of a recent thing. But, you know, hopefully this user, this concerned listener can just adapt to the times, really.
We're sticking with it. Jade Royal is
Jade
the
Royal
number
is
one
the Chinese,
Chinese in Greystones. As far as I'm concerned, it's the only Chinese in Greystones.
But actually, this week, right, we kind of, well, for me anyway, I went a bit out of my comfort zone, you could say. I went to a bar, a pub.
You went to a pub, Connor. When was the last time you were in a pub?
I couldn't tell you. Actually, it was December for my mate, a friend of ours, 22nd.
Oh, yeah.
But literally only birthdays. I'm not really much of a pub person or a bar person.
We were two polar opposites there. Probably why the logo has a cup of tea and a pint in it.
Listen, I've always enjoyed my cup of tea more so than anything else in the world. A cup of tea and a can of Coke, and I'm happy. But we went to the Grove.
We did, yeah. We mentioned last week that the pubs are back, and we decided to go up to, which would be probably our closest pub to us, Farron Kelly-wise, the Grove. So technically our local.
Yeah, it's only up the road from bloody both of us.
Yeah.
And for a bar and a pub, the food was fantastic.
What did you get?
I got a beef burger with chips and pepper sauce.
And it looked serious.
Let me tell you what, I'm a big fan of pepper sauce, right? I take it very seriously, and I love a steak as well. And the pepper sauce for me will make or break a steak. The pepper sauce up here is banging.
I've had it before myself in there. It's, again, another place that never fails to impress. The food, the pints. In my opinion, it is the best pint of Guinness
you said
that I've ever had in the Grove.
Now, for a person that is not overly fond, not fond, but not, I don't drink that frequently, I would never really understand, you know. I've yet to understand the whole pints are different, very, like, depending on where you go.
Oh, yeah, it depends on how far the keg is away and how to pull and how cold it is. It's an excellent pint, I must say. So if you ever get the chance, anyone who drinks Guinness out there, the Grove, that is, in my opinion, the best pint that I've ever had. Best pint of Guinness I've ever had.
That is a serious statement, because we know you and your drink.
True. Same with you and your pepper sauce.
Oh, it's serious. Oh, this is serious.
But you enjoyed your burger anyway.
That burger didn't last long, I'll tell you that. No, and the chips and pepper sauce were banging as well.
I went just for the pint.
Okay.
But I also ordered food. I had a Cajun chicken with chips.
It looked gorgeous.
Now, I wouldn't generally order food in pubs, but the Grove is the one place I would, just because of how good their food is.
It's consistently like the exception.
Always good. Yeah, Cajun chicken and chips, and it was brilliant.
It looked good. I have to say, when the food came to the table and our friend Shane that was sitting with us, it was like, damn, that looks serious. But then my food came and I wasn't disappointed at all. So I have to say, it's good food, good staff, friendly staff, good place itself.
I think we should just turn this into a food podcast from now on. Meant we talk about food.
You know what? It's going to be coming, as we said, it's going to be coming a segment on our show every single week. that and, you know, a few other things that we can talk about as things go on. But giving food or putting the food aside.
Just before we go into sports there quickly, I promised a friend I'd give him a bit of a shout out here. His name is Keane. He's doing a fundraiser. He's doing 100 miles of cycling over the month of July for PETA. 100 cyclists called for PETA House. It's preventing suicide and self-harm. So hats off to him and best of luck with it, Keane. We're going to leave a description, a link in the description, I say, yeah, for him. So it's from his Facebook, so check it out and donate to him.
It's, yeah, it's a good cause.
100 miles of cycling over the month of July. That's some serious. That's some doing. And for a good cause as well.
Very good cause.
PETA House. So fair play to him and hats off to him. But back to sport.
Back to sport, yes. The US Open, Brandon.
The US Open. Which, before we started this, you thought I was talking about tennis.
You see, right? So a bit of background, right? I'm more of a tennis football head and a casual watcher of the UFC. And Brandon would be a big fan of golf. And a few
only other. Recently, though, in fairness, past year or so, I've gotten into golf, yeah.
But Brandon goes, we should chat about the US Open. And I'm like, oh, I was a bit confused. I'm like, well, Brandon said that he wanted to give a good chat about. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure, I can chime in as well. To which I got a very odd look until we realized that we're both on about two different things.
Two different sports entirely.
Yes, but coincidentally, you have a very similar name.
We do, yeah. So the US Open was on last week, and this is the Golf Life segment. John Rahm won it. He was 8-1 at the start. I was going to put him down, but I thought those odds are ridiculous and there's no point. He was favourite and he ended up winning. He's the first Spaniard to win it. And it was his first major. He's only 26. He was at Memorial Cup a couple of weeks ago. He was winning it by about 10 clear shots.
Yeah.
And he got a COVID positive test while he was out on the course. So they pulled him off and he'd missed out on about $2 million there winning that as well. But he's came back. He got a negative test, came back and won his first major, the US Open. Back-to-back birdies in the last two holes, so it's not bad doing.
Looking
not
promising. Bad doing.
Exactly, yeah, but like I said before, 8-1, there was no point putting them on, so I just stayed away from betting on the US Open, but...
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Unlike you.
True, very true, very true. But that's what the Euros is around.
The Euros is around, Brandon, and you've been quite active. Now you've got quite lucky. Your results have been very good.
I wouldn't call it luck, Connor. I'd call it betting knowledge.
Betting knowledge. We can agree to disagree on that.
We can agree to disagree.
But before we go into the football, you said that Kukul...
Oh, Kukul, yeah. Kukul won the Intermediate Hurling Championship, which is one I've seen. It's very serious. They beat Glenn Neely 222-17 in Ockram last Saturday. So go on the Goose Bank. Fair play to them. Big win for the village.
Yeah, big up the...
The village I'm not from.
The people. The village that we're not from.
But yeah, Kukul beat Glenn Neely last week in Ockham, so... Fair play to everyone involved in that,
Big result, I think. Yeah, would be.
Just a bit, yeah. Just beating Glenn Neely, but that scoreline, I didn't expect it. I didn't expect it at all, but that's it's a good intermediate hurling team down in Kukul, so yeah, fair play to them.
Good
but
shit.
Yeah, back to the Euros.
Back to the Euros. Now, Brandon, there's been some results since we were last here. Some serious results.
You've actually watched the football, so you know better than me.
I have.
I've been too busy working here and there.
A few of the results that like, kind of stung out to us, right? We had Germany versus Portugal, right? 4-2 Germany.
Cracking game. I saw the highlights. That was about it.
Unbelievable game. And it had two own goals. Germany scored two own goals. Portugal.
Portugal scored two
Portugal,
goals.
My days,
I was thinking there. I was thinking,
that's not how it works.
Two,
yeah.
Could see two
Portugal put two in their own net. Unfortunately, granted, in the scenarios, they were kind of very hard to avoid. Because if they don't get a touch on the ball, it goes straight to the German players, bang in the net. Whoever was covering the wing. But like, two own goals from Portugal. And then, Germany just, they looked very, very strong.
Yeah, they look good, all right. But the last 16 is just around the corner now. A lot of teams have confirmed their places.
Yeah, France has, Belgium has, and a team that has not showed up at all.
Who's this?
England.
England, yeah. They are true, aren't they?
No, not yet.
Oh, they're not true, aren't they?
It comes down to the last
game. I thought they were true already.
No, I might be incorrect, but I mean, so they won their first game against, was it Slovakia?
Croatia.
They beat them 1-0. And then they drew against Scotland, where Billy Gilmour got man of the match. Unbelievable.
What a player. What
unbelievable
a player.
Performance.
One of your own.
Yeah, exactly. But only for him to test positive.
Yeah, that was a bit crazy, wasn't it? Was it straight after the game that he tested positive?
Yeah,
so how come he went out and played? Because it would have tested him before the game.
It would have, yeah.
So it would have been a negative test. But then he got a positive test after.
It's very odd the way it's happened. But because of that, Mount and Chilwell are out against for the Czech game.
That's a funny one. I mean, Scotland don't have to isolate the national team, but
well, Billy Gilmour does.
Well, yeah, obviously Billy Gilmour, but they're probably going to send him back out there. I affect more people, but
after that performance, you nearly want to contemplate it.
But Mason Mount and Ben Chilwell getting pulled from the England squad.
Yeah,
that's a huge, huge loss for them. They're playing at Czechoslovakia today as well.
And you know what? They're a solid team.
I think so.
They need the win today. And Southgate has... It's been interesting to watch England because you look at their bench, and in particular you have Jadon Sancho and Grealish, which Jadon Sancho has yet to feature once. Not once is he featured.
How do you have a right to win a tournament if you can't even play Jadon Sancho?
It's very odd, and it's not like England are scoring a lot of goals.
They've scored one goal all tournament. Played, what, two games now, one goal all tournament?
Shocking.
Just that Sterling goal against Croatia, which I think we're lucky to get. But yet, they're not playing Jack Grealish and Jadon Sancho, and the team are going to win this tournament. That's bizarre to me.
How bizarre.
But imagine we had Jack Grealish. We'd be there as well. You'd have a statue outside the Aviva by now. You'd be our captain.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
What a player. So to not start him is... not really play him is incredible.
Yeah, it's a weird one. He got a few minutes now against Scotland, I believe he came on like in the latter stage of the game. I don't think he started. But yeah, Sancho not getting in after his unbelievable season. Unbelievable seasons, or few seasons, you could say. He's out at Dortmund. But then he might not be in Dortmund very long.
It looks like he's on his way to United, which is a massive shame. We talked about this last week. I don't want to see that happening one bit whatsoever. So hopefully something happens there that will stop it. But you got to feel for a club like Dortmund. They produce these talents and then have to sell them on. Sometimes to Bayern, the biggest rivals.
They rob a lot of their players. But the thing is with Dortmund, right, is that you take a look at their previous history of players they've sold. Lewandowski, Aubameyang, Götze. And yet they replace them extremely well.
They always keep reproducing great players. Like Ajax kind of do the same thing every couple of seasons, but still a bit harsh, especially if they lose Sancho now.
They lose Sancho, but they're eyeing up Malen, who's also competing at the Euros this year for the Netherlands side, who's an interesting young player. He's a bit of a striker / winger. It would be interesting to watch to see where this like development goes with the transfer. They're looking for Malen as a possible replacement. But speaking of players that can't be replaced, Harry Kane.
Harry Kane can. Looks like he's on his way to City, you were telling me.
City, yeah.
What's the development there? They put in a bid.
They did. City have put in $100 million bid plus Laporte. Or a choice of players, including one of them, of which is Laporte.
Jeez, you got to feel sorry if whatever City player gets thrown off to Spurs.
You'd cry. You'd be devastated. Like
from City to Spurs.
City to Spurs. Like, Spurs, they're gone. With 100 million, yes, they may have 100 million, but one, who can they buy for 100 million? I know a lot of players, but who's going to fill that void of...
Who's going to want to play for Spurs?
That's what I was going to say. Who's going to want to go to Spurs after their recent form of like... They haven't been in the Champions League. They didn't get this year, no. They didn't get in top four.
Don't even think they got UEFA Cup.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Where did they...
They got the Conference League. UEFA Conference League. They're the first ever English team to participate in that joke of a competition, the third tier of European football.
You know what? I'd hate to be a Spurs fan.
It'd be sickening. All right, it'd be sickening.
And just to see where things have gone, I mean, as we mentioned last week, they got rid of Mourinho before a cup final. It didn't work at all. They're eyeing up a few managers. Conte was one of them that was going to possibly take over. That hasn't gone through.
Turned them down very abruptly. But yeah, Kane to City. We mentioned this in the first episode. What is the point of watching football if that happens? So hopefully that with Sancho to United, both of those deals just fall apart. Hopefully.
Yeah, I would like to see. I would love, like, don't get me wrong, I would love to watch Sancho more often in the English league.
Yeah, but
just not for United.
Not for United. No, not at all. Just real quickly, there. Gonna do a bet of the week.
Okay.
We're talking about teams that got through last 16 there. Italy, unbeaten in 11, zero goals conceded. So I look at that, and what do? I put Italy and Ronaldo. So Italy to win the competition, and Ronaldo, top goal scorer.
Okay.
40-1, 400 quid returns.
Fuck,
put a tenner on it. So that is my bet of the week. So
and you said Ronaldo, top goal scorer.
He's 3 goals already, I'm pretty sure, in this tournament.
Yeah, he scored two in the German game.
Did it get given to him in the end, did it?
It's very interesting because on Fantasy, which we were highlighting, we talked a lot about last week, Ronaldo got given both the goals for the in the Portugal-Germany game. Granted, Jota did look to have the last touch, But they were like, they questioned whether or not it was either going to be given to Ronaldo or Jota, given it could have been offside or whatnot. But on fantasy, it was given to Ronaldo.
I hope it says that way as well, given to Ronaldo. Whereas
that goes in your favour.
Exactly. And I think, I actually do think now, call them dark horses at the start, Italy are favourites for this tournament. To my
right now they were, yeah. Because you would have thought that Portugal, Germany, France, and it's been an interesting one with France because they played during the week previously that just went. Drew with Hungary 1-1.
In Budapest as well. And you said it as well that they were going to take a point off them.
I said that in that group, Hungary can get a point off that. I've seen the way they played in their first performance against Portugal, and they held Portugal off for like 78 minutes and they scored 3 in the last 12. But I mean, that was just a poor representation of how they played, like the scoreline was. And I'm like, yeah, I can see this Hungary side, which are without their best player, by the way. Their best player, I'm not sure of how many of you would be aware of the good old Hungarian side, sorry. But Dominik Cholowski, you know, I'm going to butcher that second name, right? Hungarian name, please.
You'll be very popular in Hungary after this.
I won't be. But their most talented player in decades, according to like every single news article you could read about it, who was signed with RB Leipzig in Germany. For 20 million, they signed him last year, but he's yet to feature because of a terrible injury he picked up. And that was back in December. And they were into the Euros and he still can't play. He's had to have 3 procedures on this injury on his right leg, and it's not doing anything. This last procedure that he's done, they've had to remove a bone or a nerve or something in hopes to reduce the pain for him to get back playing. But even without their most talented player, and he got them through to this Euros in the first place. He was the one that got the winner against Iceland for the qualifiers to get to the Euros itself. It's a big shame for Hungary not to have him, but they put in some performance against France.
You were saying you got to watch it, as I said, but it was 1-1 in the end, wasn't it?
1-1 in the end, and
was it in Budapest? Was it?
It was.
I must say that football stadium is something else. That Puskas Arena,
and it was packed.
60,000 fans 60, in it. And that's French and Hungarian fans, so it's just great to see full crowds again.
Unbelievable. But they held France off for so long, and they got the goal they gave them was just a sloppy goal. They sent both the centre backs up for a corner, I believe, or free kick, something like that. I think it was a corner, if I'm not mistaken. Keeper gets a ball, one long ball down, goal kick, bang, straight to the middle of the field. And the players that they left back, I believe they're wing backs, they let the ball bounce, and you know Mbappe and his speed, literally just shrugged them off, went through, put the ball over, and that was that, ball in the net.
Were they 1-0 up at the time?
They were, and that was the equaliser, which was, it was a shame to see, but it is what it is. I believe it was Griezmann that got the goal, if I'm not mistaken.
Jeez, that would have really thrown that group up to question.
Or an own goal? To be honest, off the top of my head, I can see Griezmann in my head for some reason, but I'm not 100% sure right now. But it was a huge, you know, either way, a big performance from Hungary. A huge performance from Hungary. But speaking of big performances, Denmark-Russia.
Denmark-Russia, 4-1 in the end.
Denmark were down and out.
I'm delighted from the team that needed a lot of luck after the tournament they've had, you know. It's such a horrible tournament for them. But yeah, true the last 16, who would have saw that coming?
Nobody. And it was just because of how badly they beat Russia. Russia did not turn up for that game.
4-1, they needed a good goal difference, didn't they?
They did. They were negative. They were hella negative. Going to this match, Russia were in third place based on goal difference. But Denmark, yeah, put four past them. I was able to see them through. But I mean, to be fair, right, you watched the Belgium-Denmark game that was last week. Denmark's first half was unbelievable.
From what I saw of it, I think it was the last half an hour, maybe last 20 minutes, they were all over them.
They destroyed them that first half was incredible. They were very unfortunate not to be 2 or 3-0 up in half.
Belgium's class is kind of shined through at the end, and they went rampant a little bit, didn't they?
45th minute, they bring on their second half, they bring on KDB, and that itself, you know, game over. He's showing his class, he came on.
Yeah, he scored a cracker as well, didn't he?
He scored and assisted, and he wasn't my captain on fantasy.
And I wasn't complaining, because I had them to win, Belgium to win, that's all I needed to win, and the bet came true in the end for myself, so...
Yeah, I had mixed feelings about it, because I'm like, okay, I kept KDB in on fantasy, but I'd captain Lukaku.
Fantasy, it's the time of the week again, Colin, for you to go on a fantasy tangent.
Yeah, so I had Dumfries in. It's two brilliant game weeks. He's played fantastic this year. He's been very good for the people that brought him in. But against Denmark, no, against bloody North Macedonia, when Dutch played against North Macedonia, they subbed them off in the 46th minute. Means you get fuck all points. Absolutely nothing.
Again, they must have just found out that you had him in.
I mean, he's had two brilliant game weeks, so I cannot complain. Genie Wijnaldum.
I told you before the tournament started, put him in.
And he's banged them. To be fair, he is.
You need to keep him as a captain as well. I don't know how good he's going to do now in the knockout stages, but I take the risk and keep him as a captain.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You see, I unfortunately made a mistake in this previous game week. So I played Limitless. And for those of you who play Fantasy, will know that means you can bring in... you have unlimited finances to bring in all the best players. And so I brought in all these guys. You know, I brought in Insigne, I brought in Spinoza. I had Spinoza anyway from Spinoza. What's that Italian left-back, fullback's name? Spinoza? Anyway, you'll know him.
Andre Pirlo.
Him, yeah. Right, so I brought in him. I brought in Ronaldo. I've got Mbappe. I didn't go with Kane because I still feel like Kane's going to flop throughout this tournament. But yeah, bloody Italy didn't start Insigne nor Spinoza, which is devastating because that's two players I brought in to start on my limitless ship.
And they flopped. Still won 1-0.
They still won 1-0 over Wales, put in a good shift. They did. Wales really tried, but they couldn't get there in the end. But
I doubt they care very much, though. Wales are true as well.
They are.
Another Euros where they're true to the knockout stage.
Fair play. It's a big result. It's huge for Wales to get that far. But what I was very, very upset with myself is that I went to captain Genie Wijnaldum versus North Macedonia. But it was between the game one and game two of the match day. And I went to captain, but I couldn't get a captain because things were in process. And it completely slipped my mind. Only for Genie to bang two.
What did I tell you, Con? What did I tell you? The way he plays for that Dutch team is ridiculous. Very attacking minded.
It was devastating.
I would have just gave him the captain's armband on your fantasy and kept it there.
I should have because he got 13 points. No captain.
It would have been double for captain. Yeah, 26. So 26, yeah.
And my captain was Insigne, who didn't start.
Why did you choose Insigne as captain? Who would have, is this for the Wales game as well, wasn't it?
He didn't even get a minute on the pitch.
Dare I say, Con, I know I don't play fancy, but that's a poor call.
It is what it is. Thankfully, with the UEFA Euros fantasy, you can change your captain multiple times throughout the game week.
Oh, very
You're not stuck on one.
Very good. So hopefully back to Wijnaldum.
No, I can't swap back to a player that's played. It has to be a player that has yet to play.
So who are you going for?
I think I have captained Mbappe.
Ooh.
You see, I have Ronaldo.
Portugal, isn't it?
Yeah, Portugal, France. I have both Ronaldo and Mbappe up front on that.
I think that's a win-win situation.
Yeah, I can't see clean sheets happening.
But when's that game? When's that game happen?
It's this game, I think it's later on this week.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I know we have today. We've got the England game on today, and Scotland are playing as well.
That's
the game I'm really looking forward to, because at the start of the tournament, I thought them two would be the finalists again, like a repeat of 2016.
It's an interesting thing to watch, because Portugal are very... I don't see them making it to the finals.
Not anymore, I don't, really. I know Germany kind of gave them a lesson, but I just think, again, with Ronaldo, he's just on a mission.
He's a different player.
He's on a mission. So hopefully, whatever happens, he just keeps scoring, just for the sake of my bet of the week.
Oh, just for your sake of the
week.
Yeah.
Just for that.
But I think both of us could agree that Italy, France are looking the strongest team so far. Belgium probably in third.
Yeah, I'd say Belgium would be semi-final, at least, if they don't meet, say, Italy or someone like that on the way. But even if they did meet Italy, I wouldn't even be surprised if they managed to get past them. The world's number one team at the moment.
They are. I mean, they've had some generation of players.
Yeah, they're class. You think they're due something? A trophy?
Yeah. Have they won anything major? I don't recall them.
Never in their history. I mean, they got to that... What did they get? They got to the semi-finals of the World Cup there. 2 years ago? 2 years ago?
Yeah.
2-3 years ago? Yeah. They're class. I just think they're class.
Like, they are, like, on paper, they're probably the strongest team.
Even stronger than a French team, and that's got bags of talent on it as well.
I mean, that Belgium team is incredible. Like, even look at their midfield, their strikers, their defense. I mean, you got when a team with KDB, right, is going to be up there regardless. But the thing that they have Lukaku, they've got both Hazard, Thorgan, and Eden. Good old the old brothers of Belgium.
Thorgrim being the better of the Hazard brothers.
It's funny, Hazard, not Hazard, Eden Hazard just does not seem to be as sharp as he used to be. Granted, right, he's had a few bad injuries, and it was very unfortunate because at Chelsea, his time at Chelsea, he never had an injury. But he went over to Real Madrid, picked up a knock, and that knock has caused him a lot of issues and has, you know, restricted his fitness quite significantly, which can be seen. Like, imagine, like, I don't think Eden started that first game. He came on off of the bench. To think that Eden Hazard's not starting for Belgium at times, it's kind of mad.
Yeah, but that just shows how good that team is as well, though. They don't really need him.
No.
In my opinion.
They've got so much talent in that team. But it's going to be interesting to see how things go forward.
But just again, in regards to fantasy.
Right.
You were top for quite some time.
I'm not far off either. I'm second in our little league that we have. As always, we've got Oscar.
Is he still top, is he?
He is.
That's because I think he looks up tips.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Well, that's what you need to do to win sometimes.
He's very, very respected when it comes to the fantasy.
Specs FC, isn't it?
Yeah, I think he won the last Premier League one. He's always been top three for every league that we've ever done on that.
Either but unreal football knowledge, or he knows just where to look.
Yeah. Now, granted, we are like neck and neck right now. He's been ahead of me, but I mean, I've got Limitless this week, and I could catch him. But the guy, the changes he makes at times, like he brought in he brought in Shaqiri for this game week. And he also played a defender from Italy. What was it? Tonai? T-O-N-A-I? Cheap fantasy defender. And he took out Spinoza, which is the fullback who's played every minute so far and has done very well, like, attacking-wise. This guy took out Spinoza, took out Insigne, brought in Shaqiri, brought in Tonai, whatever way that name is pronounced, I'm probably butchering it, only to absolutely bop points. Shaqiri getting 13 and Tonai getting a clean sheet. I presume he got 6 points.
You know, he has contacts in the business, direct lines to the team sheets, stuff like that. Just seems to know what he's doing, though.
It's always the case. It's kind of mad to see. But listen, we're early days in the turn. Well, we're kind of halfway there, I'd say.
I think in July it's finished. So yeah, it's last 16 now. So
yeah.
Well, there's one more group
game,
games. Yeah,
got a game
in the last 16.
But it's going to be interesting to see how that wraps up. I'm going to catch him this year.
You don't mind, though, as long as you finish ahead of certain people.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, they've not shown up this time. They've had a shocking performance. Like, realistically, if you're in that league and you're looking at the leaderboard, you're like, oh my days, what has happened? Things are just not going well. So me and Oscar have drifted away from most of the league, but I will beat Oscar this time. I'm set on it. I'm hoping for the best.
Well, that's out there now. That's recorded. That's actually in writing. So
yeah,
you have to follow through on your word there.
Trust me, I'll keep you guys updated. Every week you will hear us. Every Tuesday, usually 9 o'clock at night, you will hear us chat absolute shite and nonsense. But on this Tuesday, the 26th of June, I am saying I am going to beat Oscar this year on fantasy.
Well, you heard it here first. Just away from fantasy. Okay. For the time being, talking about big transfers, there's one name bigger than Kane at the moment in the transfer market.
And who's that?
Sergio Ramos.
Yeah, it's been a very interesting scenario or situation to watch. It's been crazy to think after the amount of time he spent at Real Madrid.
16 years.
Like, he's put in some shift for that club. And he respects that club more than anything else.
Definitely a club legend. What, four European Cups, X amount of league titles,
he's
and the rest.
His entire pretty much professional career in football to Real Madrid. But the way they've treated him is appalling.
You know a bit more about this than I would, can't you?
So pretty much when it came to the Sergio Ramos scenario, it's that Real Madrid wanted to stay face with their fans, yeah? They didn't want to just let him go and have Ramos say, you know, they didn't offer me a contract, and then the fans get upbeat and all this and that. Real Madrid gave him a shocking offer, shocking contract, right? For a two-year extension, right? Very bad, you wouldn't take it realistically. Being the footballer that Ramos is, quality-wise, you would not take the contract. But he took the contract and he said it was never about money. He didn't care about the money. Is that his whole heart is with Real Madrid. Only for Real Madrid to cancel that contract after it was accepted.
Madrid are very like that. They don't really care who you are, your name. Like, look what they did to Casillas a couple of years back.
Shocking.
Threw him out of the club, gave him the hard shoulder. Seems they're doing the same thing to Ramos. I mean, it seems like no matter what you do for that club, at the end of the day, they don't really care. Remember, they don't care.
It's very, very odd, but I mean, when it comes to transfers, it looks like he's off to PSG.
PSG, yeah.
So, you know, Ramos is still quality. Granted, he had a poor final against us. He had an injury at the time. He didn't have the fitness. He wasn't as sharp as he could have been. But, like, it's still Sergio Ramos.
I know he was, what, 35, 36?
Yeah.
The man's a natural-born winner.
I mean, look what we did with Thiago Silva.
Exactly, yeah. It paid off in the end, didn't it?
My days, he's some leader. He is some leader.
But we'll move on from Chelsea very quickly.
But, no, we can stick around to PSG, though. Donnarumma.
Yeah, I mean, he's looking to go there as well, isn't he? And they've got Keylor Navas, and looking for Donnarumma as well.
It's mad to see. It's really mad to see because we all know how good Donnarumma. He's unreal. It feels like he's been around forever, and I think he's only 23. Like, he's been around for how, 5-6 years? He made his international debut at the age of 17?
16 or something. I think even younger than Buffon at the time, and he's taken over from Buffon. Buffon's retired, so now he's Italy's number one. He will be for the next, 20 years?
Yeah, and they shared the same first name as well.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, PSG, I mean, I don't know if it's a football team, but it's just a team of superstars. And to add Sergio Ramos, Donnarumma to that list, I think it'll only be a matter of time before maybe they pick up that European Cup.
They've tried. Like, with the team they have on paper, it's crazy. Like, having Neymar and Mbappe in that squad.
Realistically, it should be the likes of them and City every season. But
should be, but they bottled it against. They got, who did they? They lost to Bayern?
Bayern Munich, yeah.
Yeah, and then Bayern only to lose to City? No. Who did Bayern lose to?
PSG the year later.
They beat Bayern
in the final. Last year.
And then this year,
PSG knocked them out.
Yeah. And then who knocked PSG out? It was City.
City.
Yeah, grand. I was getting confused there for a second. Only for City to not play, as we've said, not play a CDM against Chelsea in the final. But as I said, that didn't annoy me at all. But last bit of league aunt news is that Depay to Barcelona.
Yeah, that's another big name in the transfer business there. That seems to be like a done deal.
Yeah, it's crazy to see. But I mean, that French league is on the verge of falling apart.
Yeah, you were saying this.
There's a whole TV rights, the broadcasting rights contract that has absolutely fell to shambles. And it's cost the league 2.45 billion euros. Billion.
That's a lot of money.
And clubs are having to clear up their stocks, clear up their player list, because they just can't afford, they won't have the money for it at all. And it's going to be very much in the air to see what's going to happen to their contract rights. But right now, they're in a very, very bad scenario, excluding PSG, of course, because PSG and money, they just go hand in hand. They're not going to have an issue. But the rest of the clubs, they're going to have some serious checking up to do.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out now in the next couple of weeks or so. But just, we were talking about player transfers there, but managers.
Yeah.
The biggest name at the moment, I think, is Rafa Benitez going to Everton.
That's shocking.
Back to the city. I know he lives in Liverpool and his kids still go to school in Liverpool and whatnot, but Everton.
Yeah, I mean, granted, I'm a Chelsea fan, right? So
are you really?
I don't know. Huh?
Are you really?
Yeah, I am. So, you know, my I'm not overly bothered. It doesn't really affect me because I'm not, you know, a Scouse fan. But, like, you've been a Liverpool fan your entire life.
My whole life. But just Rafa to Everton, it's strange. I mean, it's a club he did once call a small club. He gave Everton an awful time. Now, I was very young when he was in charge of Liverpool, but I still hold him in very high regard, especially with Istanbul and whatnot. Yeah, I mean, I always want to wish him the best. Even when he was at Newcastle, I was hoping they did well. But Everton, if he goes to Everton now and he brings them down, I'll be a big fan of that. But
it wouldn't be hard.
Protesting. The fans have been protesting at the moment. Not Liverpool fans. Liverpool fans. Everton fans don't want Rafa Benitez.
I mean, granted, if you're an Everton fan, I don't know what's really happened in your life for you to go that way, lead to that scenario. But I mean,
yeah, they were putting up banners and all there, so I go to some park saying that he's not welcome, he's a cop bite, this and that, and a few very not nice words about the man.
Yeah.
So I don't see why he wants to go to Everton, but that's a club where trophies are not welcome, so I don't think Rafa belongs there whatsoever.
No, because I mean, Rafa Benitez is a quality manager and always has been. through his years at Newcastle in my days. So he put in some shift for that club and deserved much better. Deserved much better.
The fans still love him. Everywhere he goes, the fans love him. But did kind of take a big paycheck out in China. It's not really worked out for him. And now he's looking to come back to the English game. But Everton, I don't think, is the way to go.
Everton of all teams. You know, I could see him going to a Spurs or something, right?
If he went to Spurs, I'd wish him luck.
Yeah.
But Everton, I just hope he's going there to bring them down. And that's it.
I mean, as you said, right? So he lives in Liverpool and his kids are in school and all that in Liverpool.
Oh, he loves the city.
It's
his city now.
So it's a bit like, you know, I can understand it's a bit like, you know, David Luiz and Willian and Giroud, where, you know, they just swap clubs, stay in London, you know, enjoy the lifestyle there.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, because they live in London, they want to stay in the area and whatnot.
Yeah.
But Everton,
yeah, like...
It's a strange one. I do hope it doesn't happen as well.
Like, what have they done in the past 10 years?
What have they done in the past 25 years?
Nothing.
Oh, they won at Anfield, so that's what they did.
Yeah.
For the first time in a century. Oh, wait,
hang on, sorry. They were going to win the league, so they were after the first four games.
They won the league. Them and Villa both won the league this season.
Yeah, back in... God knows, October.
The first five games,
yeah, where Ancelotti was and James Rodriguez were doing absolute bits. But sadly, a league is not wrapped up within the first five game weeks.
They found that out very, very quickly, I must say.
Where did they finish?
Below Liverpool. That's all that matters. They didn't even get a European spot. They were even fighting for European places. Yeah. But Ancelotti left them in the end, packed his bags and went. So, little old Everton, hopefully Rafa doesn't go, because...
Honestly, not like, you know, Everton have yet to spend a lot of money, like in recent transfer windows. They've spent a fair few quid.
It's a repeated cycle for them. They bring in someone, big it up, they do. They think they're going to finish ahead of Liverpool. Then they start end up supporting City by the end of the season because things just fall apart.
Bless them.
Strange, small
it's
little
it's
club.
A very interesting dilemma, the fact that, you know, even Rafa Benitez would consider going to such a squad. Like, they're just not that good. They've got, what, Richarlison... James Rodriguez has gone back to Real Madrid.
100%. I think Carlo's going to
bring him with him.
Ambush that squad. And
I mean, who would you... Realistically, you look at that Everton team, yeah. Who would you want from that team?
Just James, really.
Well, James, he was only on loan.
True, yeah.
Maybe Digne, left back.
I don't know.
He's okay.
He's all right, Jay. He's probably above Everton, maybe, a little bit.
Yeah, but, I mean, he went from PSG to Everton, which is very odd.
Moyes Keane, I'd be looking at.
He's probably going to stay in PSG.
I wouldn't blame
him.
He's banged them.
He's had a fantastic season over in PSG. Banged them in.
Would you rather be playing European Champions League football season after season
in
with
France.
PSG in Paris, winning the league every season, competing for cups
apart
and whatnot?
From this year.
True, yeah. But or go back to Everton.
It's very easy. You know, I know what I would pick. Who would want to play for Everton right now? They haven't done anything.
Not a lot of people.
Their squad is mediocre at best. But yeah, moving on from football news, let's go on to a bit more of a general topics.
This is where we should have the Angelus playing right now.
Yeah, in the background.
Get it going, yeah. RT News, the 6-1 news.
Yeah.
Brought
iconic.
To you by Almost Famous. But
the podcast.
Yeah. In news, I suppose, EP is happening.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that was just announced after we finished episode one last week, like the next day or something that came out. So
yeah, they must have heard that we're going to a concert.
That's it, yeah. But EP, yeah, they're pushing it back a few weeks. It's going to be 24th, 26th September.
Okay.
This year, so.
The weather's going to be a bit, you know.
I mean, it's not something I'm a big fan of. I had tickets there about 2 years ago. It was a good lineup and all. But I ended up selling my ticket and spending the day in the Burnaby instead. A win-win situation right there. I just didn't fancy sleeping in a tent.
It wouldn't be my cup of tea.
No, not really. If I go to EP and then go to a hotel after, I know that's not the experience, that's not the proper experience, but sleeping
more,
in the field, isn't, I'm not a big fan of that.
If someone goes, do you want to, you know, go to a hotel after? I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah, drinking cans in the field at 6 o'clock
that's
in the morning.
That's not my deal.
I like to think I don't want to do that anymore, so. Yeah.
Ideally, you wouldn't want to do that, but like, I wouldn't put it past you at all.
Especially in a field with loads of, let's say, heads, to say the least.
Yeah. Yeah, we can put it that way.
But yeah, it looks like EP is happening. So hopefully it does go ahead because it just shows that everything's coming back to normal.
It's going in the right direction.
24th, 26th September, they're looking to happen But they haven't announced any acts or anything like that. It's a strange festival. They make you buy the tickets first and then they announce the acts.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, so you don't really know what you're going to see yet. I know people just go for the couple of days out.
Bit of crack.
Don't really care about the music here and there, but it'd be nice to know what's on offer before you buy a ticket because it's expensive.
Yeah, what's the damage on the ticket?
I think it's about 200 quid.
Fuck
if
me.
Not a bit more, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, about 200 quid, 3 days.
Yeah, I know it's 3 days, but yeah, okay, fair, but at the same time, my days, that's hefty. If you don't even know the lineup.
I ended up selling that ticket and spending that money in the Burnaby instead.
As you said, yeah, better night.
That's it,
But you know what? Hopefully, if you did go to EP, you know, you don't have to hear Higher Power by Coldplay.
Higher Power Con. I listen to that 10 times a day because Today FM don't know any other song. They interviewed Coldplay a couple of weeks ago. Chris Martin and the crew, Dermot and Dave, who P45s are on the way, lads.
Pack up the bags.
They got interviewed. They interviewed Coldplay a couple of weeks ago. And ever since, because I have to listen to some work every day.
Yeah.
They've been playing Higher Power every hour. Every single hour. And it's not even a good song. I'm not a big fan of Coldplay either, but it's not a great song.
No, I wouldn't say so at all.
It seems to be Dermot and Dave's cup of tea. But at the end of the day, what would they know?
What would they know? Like, as I said, like, their jobs are ours within... How long are we giving them?
Another week or two.
A few days. Yeah, you know, I say week or two is a bit generous. I say give it a few days and they're done for.
But yeah, so you can imagine I grew very sick at Today FM. So just flicking through the radio stations we were. I stumbled across something great.
Oh, yeah.
Q102.
Okay, tell me a bit about it.
Never fails to impress, let me tell you. It does feel good 80s, feel good music all day. And the only time someone interrupts is just to do news, like every couple of hours or so, maybe an hour, every hour. But it's brilliant. Even today, I put it on today when I came down here.
Yeah.
Aslan, Crazy World was playing straight away.
Shit, you love to see.
They're the big fans of proper music. It was Bob Dylan's birthday there a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Did an entire segment from in the evening, which was brilliant. They're big fans of... Queen, Amy Winehouse seems to be on it a good bit as well.
Oh, Back to Black.
Yeah, I mean, so they don't fuck around, and it's much better than listening to Today FM, and it's much better than listening to Higher Power 10 times a day.
You know, I wouldn't, like, yeah, there's only so many times that you can listen to a song in a single day, and when it comes to, like, the fifth or sixth time that they're playing the same song, it's like, okay, do you not have to change a song? Update the old playlist? It's a bit of a weird one. But yeah, ideally, they don't have gobshites chanting throughout the day.
True, exactly. Like, speaking of gobshites.
Right.
Have you been getting strange phone calls lately?
So have I.
Yeah, very strange. Even today when we were preparing for this episode, I got one and it was that crazy, scary, automated fucking robot voice.
Oh, it just sends you the wrong way.
Telling me about social security. I instantly put the phone down and hung up on it. I heard everyone's getting these, but that kind of freaked me out.
Yeah, it's one of them things because the HSE got hacked, but also NCI got hacked as well.
I didn't know that.
There's a few IT colleges that got hacked and were held for ransomware and all of the contact details, X, Y, and Z were all, you know, taken from it. So over the next few days after NCI got hacked, my phone was bopping nonstop.
Yeah, I keep getting phone calls from a town in Cavan. I can't even pronounce the name. And that happens once or twice a week and I've never answered it. So it'd be interesting. Next time they do call, I might just answer it just to see what's going on there.
I got a missed call there yesterday here, 2 days ago. But if you even try to ring the number back, it's not in service.
Yeah, you're probably like me. I don't really tend to pick up random numbers I don't know. No. Yeah. Especially after today with that freaky robot voice.
Yeah, fuck that cunt.
So if you do get strange phone calls, I'd recommend just not answering it, especially if it's going to be that robot one.
Yeah, nobody wants to listen to a robot.
No,
it's just not our thing.
Connor, I'm looking at the window at the moment and the weather is cracking and I'm thinking beer garden, but might not be around for much longer.
Yeah, so you were saying. I mean, there's always that one person in the party that just wants to ruin the vibe.
The Gardaí, known as the keepers of peace.
Oh, yeah.
But also dry shites.
Yeah.
Are looking to stop outdoor dining altogether.
I mean, we've only just reopened.
Exactly.
We've only just reopened.
This is what I thought. I thought with summer, beer gardens, good weather, there's going to be someone out there who wants to ruin it. And it looks like the Gardaí are fucking leading that front altogether.
Just because they weren't invited. They weren't invited to have the crack with the boys. But
so, I mean, just give them a day off and throw them into a beer garden for a bit and they'll be all right. They'll just quickly change their mind.
They'll change their attitude. Yeah,
they're looking to stop outdoor dining. I mean, an easier thing to do, an easier solution there. I know there's a lot of trouble in town. Just get rid of town altogether, close it off. Have a few more guards that may be patrolling the place. I saw through the day there was waiters fighting with customers because the customers were kicking off. And I heard there was racially abusing people and all that.
There's a lot of rowdy things going on in town right now. I mean, you've probably seen it on, like, you know, social medias. Just people going nuts in town.
Yeah,
it's like a full-on riot.
That's one place I don't miss. Whatever closed down was town, and I don't want to go out for a drink there anytime soon.
They tried
to take beer gardens away from us and outdoor dining and whatnot. That's bizarre.
And actually, you know that we closed the fucking takeaways again.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's 25 minutes out of our fucking segment, Brandon. That's shocking.
Yeah, they're trying to say that outdoor drinking in temporary seating areas is illegal.
Oh, fuck off.
So apparently is having a good fucking time.
Yeah, apparently to them, because they weren't invited. As I said, they don't know how to have the crack. They've been left out of the old WhatsApp groups. And yet here they are trying to shut us down. I mean, granted, I'm not a big drinker, but you know, going to the Grove was very nice.
Exactly, yeah. So imagine you didn't have that luxury because of the Gardaí, of all people.
Yeah, well, we can just hope that it doesn't go in that direction. Like, we can really hope it doesn't go that direction. But I think that pretty much is going to nearly wrap up our time for today, Brandon.
I think so. I think it is, Con. Another strong hour, down and dusted.
Yeah, a solid 50-odd minutes this time. Yeah,
can't complain with that.
We cannot complain at all. And as we did last week, and we'll probably continue with this week, Brandon, what is our song of the week?
Yeah, so I'm going to introduce a song of the week every week, and I think just for the week that's in it, for this week, I'm going to play a song called La Bamba by Richie Valens, a song he's well may know, but I think that's going to be our song of the week this week.
That's going to wrap us up for this week.
So again, thanks for listening, everybody. It was a pleasure, as always.
It was a pleasure.
We'll be back again next Tuesday.
We will be back
same
next
time,
Tuesday.
Same time, same place, still in Applewood.
We still are in Applewood, and we're here for another two episodes.
Yeah.
And if you haven't followed the socials, they should be found in the link below. Listen, we hope you enjoyed the episode, and here's La Bamba.
Goodbye.
Have a brilliant day.